What up, y'all? Little late, late show action. We are talking all things WoW. Nothing is as it appears. Coming up,
I'm Crush from WoW Women of Wrestling. I'm the gatekeeper of WoW, and you're watching Women's Wrestling Talk.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling network on the planet. What up, y'all? Happy Sunday, happy Monday to some of our East Coast people, and I guess happy Tuesday to Australia. I don't know. Anywho, TK Trinidad here. We talking all things WoW. I'm not alone. Christina's in the building. What's good, Christina?
All things WoW, doing good. Ooh, late night show. Love it.
Late night show. Hey, Cindy, how are you doing? How are you doing? So let's get into it. WoW is just picking up so many things happening. What did you think of the show overall?
Overall, I really liked the show. There were quite a few surprises, actually. So yep. I was really excited about it. How did you feel?
Same thing. Is just they kind of threw a lot on us. There's usually typically every show is four matches, but then they threw a lot of different nuggets here and there, and we'll get into that. But I guess the first nugget is Abilene Maverick. She comes out. We find out still... See, I played it back because sometimes I'm multitasking. So we find out that she planted the brass knuckles. However, we found out that it was in her boot. But how did it get from her boot to the beast's short?
Her trunks, right? Right. That still has not been explained.
Right.
I don't know. That's like a HR situation. How are you getting so close to my trunks and I don't know? Like, that's, I don't know how I feel about it.
So, I mean, they saw it on her. So I'm like, okay, we can take that. But it still doesn't, you know, answer that question. You know, I need more answers.
I need more answers. Why is there movement?
Know. Yeah, need more answers for that. But she also lets us know, which, I mean, I guess you can do that because I literally just saw Bayley do it on SmackDown. She also let us know that she wasn't, the Beast is not going to get a match. And she decided on somebody else and they signed a contract. And I mean, I was questioning it, but that literally just happened on SmackDown where Bayley was going to give Naomi the first crack at a match. So mm-hmm. I guess this is what we're doing. So I know. So we're going to find out who her match, Abilene Maverick's match is going to mm-hmm. be with. That's going to be the main event. That, however, brings us to match number one, which is the Beast versus Goldie Collins, which is a very interesting match.
Interesting matchup here.
Haven't seen them together ever. So how did you like this match?
Yeah, were we prepped for this? We were. I don't know if like I felt it was kind of random. Is it random?
I mean, I was like, went to the locker room, right? So yeah, like, she hasn't had a match with her. So you know, in order for you to say you are the Beast and you dominate everybody. So yeah.
And I was like, okay, this is what we're doing. A surprise attack by Goldie from the back as Abilene was distracting the Beast, you know, as she does at the start. Mm-hmm. Goldie was really putting her all into it. Suplex to the Beast, then huge. They were like back and forth suplex. So I was like, all right, who's winning here? I mean, you know who I was going for, but I was still excited about it.
Yeah, it was a good match. Like Goldie did show, like, the fact that she did attack Beast from the back is like, okay.
I was like, oh, you're one of those.
Well, she believes in herself. I mean, if you felt like you couldn't do the win or you couldn't win, then why even have the match? So.
Well, if you believe in yourself, wouldn't you not do that?
Well, I think if you believe that you could beat the Beast, then you would get in the ring. So yeah, I think maybe Goldie's thing is, okay, if I can train dogs and my dog has become the champion, that I can do anything.
I can be the champion. My dog's the champ. Okay, I see that.
Maybe that was the mentality. That's the reason why she attacked the Beast from the back.
You know, that's, Realty K is the GOAT. I agree.
Thank you, MVP.
Yeah.
But maybe that's the reason why.
Maybe that's the reason why. I guess her confidence with the dog training transferred to the confidence in the ring. I see that with some shenanigans.
Yeah.
That
And she
week.
did hold her own.
Oh
Like, it
yeah, she was
wasn't
a
like
good competitor. It wasn't like
yeah.
complete shenanigans.
Yeah, it wasn't a complete like, okay, one, two, three, you're out for the count. There was some great, there was some great moments. Goldie had a snap suplex. She did have a one count. The Beast came back out, obviously, gave Goldie a spear, then finished off with a Beast bomb.
Spear.
And that's all she wrote.
That's all there is to do after the beast spears you. I don't know
Right.
why I love a good spear. I think
I do too. I
edged
kind of
it
want to
to
do it in
me.
my next life. Like,
A
I want to do
spear?
it to somebody. Yeah, I want to do it to somebody in my next life. Like, I remember.
Why not this life?
I mean, I don't know. I know that I'm trying to convince a few wrestlers to do the chop on them, and they're saying no. So I feel like if I can't get the chop done, then the spear is probably not happening.
Not letting you be great.
Yes. So there is that. But then we go to match number two, Genesis, which we predicted. We'll get into it. Genesis goes, sans Team's Exile. Goes against Steffi Slays. So, what do you think of this match?
Yes, the self-appointed leader of Team Exile, as David likes to call her. Before we get into the match, okay, here is a little nugget that David was saying, but I don't know if I heard it correctly. They said that Steffi started training with WoW when she was 17.
Yeah.
And then, so she's been in WoW for 17 years.
I heard that.
And I was like, wait, what? Am I hearing this correctly?
I mean,
Fly around here.
yeah, I don't know. I don't know. 17 years. She's been there for a very long time.
Right. I was like, wait,
But
what?
I don't think it's 17
Has WoW
years.
been around for 17 years? Yeah.
Oh yeah, Blas been around.
Oh yeah, since the
No,
2000s. Yeah.
that would be about right.
Because if she started when it started, like in the early 2000s.
No, well, WoW started before that.
Oh, even before
So,
that.
yeah. So it's gone through so many different iterations. So technically she would be 34. Maybe I don't know. It's possible. Like
We need to interview him. I need
remember
to know.
what let's just look what her age is on Google.
Where's our chief information officer when you need?
I know. Let's see.
Ooh, why is my suddenly?
According to
Here we
Cage
go.
Match, she's 30 years old. So
Okay.
technically, if it's 17 years, she would be 34. So maybe she started before she was 17. Because I know Neil, I think, said that her mom had to sign off on the paperwork that technically is 18. Well, I mean, in and around, but she's 30,
Yeah,
according
no,
to
either way,
Cage Match.
the po it's a grand, it's really amazing. The point, yeah, for me, I was like, wait, wow, she's been around for a while. Her mom had to sign her in. That's pretty cool. I mean, Genesis was wasting no time. She was using
That.
the ropes a lot, using the ropes a lot against Steffi. There was coming off the rope, there was a leg drop, using the ropes again to pin Steffi. She just kept coming up, found favorite, would just kept riling her fans, just kept riling her back up.
Yeah.
So I mean, it was a good match. I always like Steffi just keeps going, just keeps
Yeah, I kind of
going
wonder, like,
with a
because
smile on her
David,
face.
I know, right? David did say it's 70. Y'all misheard, it's 70. Sindel's saying it's 70.
70 what?
Yeah, I don't know if that's, I think it's 70. I think David was just off by a few years. But I feel like it was a good match. Genesis came. Like she was kind of, I don't know if the right word is bitter, but she had a chip on her shoulder
Yeah,
because,
and like not even at Steffi, she's just like mad.
yeah,
Like
I mean,
general anger.
General, and I wonder if before she, because at the end of the match, she told everybody that she's going solo. But I wonder if she decided to, because you know how sometimes you go through something and then you make a decision. I wonder before she started the match, if it was like, I'm thinking like about it. Yeah. And the fact that she beat Steffi, it's like, nah, I can do it all me. That's like
not I wonder. Even a question.
I wonder what it is. Or she already knew, and that's why she was pissed, because she thought she had a team, but then she doesn't have a team.
Yeah, like maybe like something I felt like happened like right before maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah, like you said, she announces that she's moving forward without the rest of Exile. How do you feel about that with Genesis?
I mean, I think we saw it coming.
We did.
Like, I don't think anybody's surprised. David talked about it. Self-appointed leader, yes. However, she was kind of the one who was stepping up. So at the end of the day,
leader.
The person is, you know, coordinating stuff or you know, making decisions or pushing the team forward, then they kind of deserve, you know, they deserve to be the leader. So, and it's going to be interesting now with, I guess, the rest of Team Exile, because we don't know.
What happens to them?
Right. Like, are like, they going to, you know, are they going to come together? Are they going to separate? Like, I wonder how that's going to play. And I'm sure there's going to be some one-off matches between Genesis and the former Exile, and see how that all
matches goes. Against former group mates.
I don't. It makes me sad.
No?
It's like, oh, this.
I'm like, ooh, it's juicy.
It's like, oh, it's so kind of like we had a watch along of Total Divas, and then we were seeing like John and Nikki, and obviously they're both happy doing other things, but it was just kind of like just seeing them together, because at one point I was like, you're rooting for them despite like I was despite all the toxic stuff, because clearly John didn't want to get married, all this other stuff, I still want them together because visually it looked amazing. So
like them together,
them together. So now when I watch it, it's just kind of like, so I don't want to see two. Aww. I don't know if that's the right analogy, but I don't want to see like former teammates against each other.
No,
I have a cold heart.
I want to see
it.
I want to see Uso versus Uso. I want to see twin versus twin. I want to see tag team versus tag team.
I mean, you also like to watch horror movies and Chainsaw, and we'll get into all
that's
that.
That's true, which we'll get into that soon.
You'll definitely get into that. So
Genesis win. Genesis for the win. I don't know if we said that.
Yes, Genesis for the win. She attacks Steffi from the back. She does a boot to the face. You know, obviously the fans are cheering on Steffi. Steffi does a backflip, and then Genesis does a roll up, and she gets the win. So she gets a W for that. Where do you think Genesis is going to go now that she's a solo? Do you think she's really angling for the belt, or she's just floating?
I don't know. I can't see her right now going for the belt. I don't know why. I just don't see her doing that right now. Mm-hmm. I wish there was like a intermedium belt or something that they can go for.
Well, they have so many WoW superheroes that there should be.
Because it's like tag team, trio, champion. I'm like, like an intercontinental. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Or like a...
some sort of like...
or a CBS title
CBS
belt.
CBS champion.
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Something that's like,
So... that's what I like. Like we said, Genesis for the win. They pan to the locker room. Abilene comes in. The American girls are there. She comes in with this contract, which again, I feel like if you're going to present somebody with the contract, and I'm, you know, being facetious, if you're going to present somebody with the contract, then like the person who you're having the match with, they shouldn't be doing it. It should be like somebody else, but you know, they're here nor there. So the contract is not for... it's for Americana.
Yeah, she hands it to Santana and then walks away. And Santana like is happily like opening it. And she's like, it's not for me. It's for you, Americana. She's like, what?
I was like, is that purposeful? I had a whole plan for that. So that's going to be the main event, which we found out. So that you know, interesting. That opportunity
versus Americana.
Yeah, with the Americana. Apparently, there's a WWA Women's Wrestling Association where I guess Abilene got all this paperwork signed off and gave Americana her first ever opportunity at the WOW Championship. And obviously, well, for those who watched it, there's some shenanigans that happened. For those who just watch us and they don't watch it, Abilene means shenanigans. So we go to the match number three, Angelica Dante with her sister Chainsaw against Chantilly Chella. How did you like this match?
It was like the two competitors from two different spectrums. It's like Chainsaw, this Abyss character, versus this like Chantilly Chella, Coachella, like music festival person. I love a good contrast. Chantilly trying for a springboard crossbody, but I loved when Chainsaw like catches her midair. I don't know why I like when someone is caught midair from a from coming.
It just impressive.
Shows a lot of strength.
It does.
So luck for me. But then the weirdest thing was that Angelica Dante distracts Chainsaw for some reason. I don't think on purpose, but it was weird. Distracts Chainsaw, allowing Chantilly to do her Coachella cutter and jackknife cutter. So at this point, I thought that Chantilly might... I was like, oh, at this point, Chantilly's might take it because they're kind of messing up Chainsaw's little deal here. But what did you think about that? The Angelica Dante distraction?
I'm so sorry. I got distracted by Sindel's comments. I had to put
What's happening?
For you guys who watch our live show, this is why. So she says, TK, could you tell Seth to stop coming by my house? I don't want to buy his Lola Vice photo cards.
Wow. Woo!
All right. Wow. So I put that in the chat for you, Sindel. So we'll see what he says and you can answer to it tomorrow. But I feel like it's one of those matches again, like, you know, I'm assuming David's calling the shots, but however, if he was calling the shots, then it would be Abilene versus the Beast. So I'm kind of confused on that.
Yeah.
Who kind of put this match together? Because it was very interesting. Chantilly's been around for a long time as far as WOW and in wrestling in general. So I feel like she doesn't matter who the competitor is, she's gonna go after them. Angelica did. It's kind of one of those things that if you know that person always has a person. So, you know, Chainsaw always has Angelica, who is her sister. Then you should come out with somebody else because they're always going to be shenanigans when it's essentially like two against one.
That's true.
So I feel like if I were Chantilly, I would have come out, I would have talked to somebody like, hey, you know, can you be in my corner? She has a lot of friends at WOW. So
she'd be coming out alone all the time.
Yeah. So I feel like that discussion should have been had. It wouldn't have been one of those things where you don't know, like it's a singles competitor and then they just so happen to come out with their friend. It's this one's like they always, Angelica, Dante always comes out with Chainsaw. Like there's never been a time where it didn't happen. So like you should have anticipated the shenanigans with that.
We have some more door to door news in the comments. He's really making. Is this, you guys live in the same neighborhood, or said like traveling across?
Who knows? I mean, he belongs to the streets. He belongs to the streets. So it was a good match. So obviously we saw Chainsaw throwing Chantilly around the ring quite a few times. There was a springboard crossbody, which you mentioned. Chantilly does a couple backflips, the drop kick, which is very impressive. Chainsaw does a full Nelson, which, you know, you think that was gonna be it.
That was it. And I was like, Chainsaw for the first win. I don't think I've seen her win yet.
That part.
I was excited.
It was. Then Chantilly hits Chainsaw with the boot to the face, cutter, and Chantilly has the W. However, it was kind of one of those things that it didn't come back. It didn't come. It wasn't a clean W. So clearly Chainsaw was, you know, upset about that. So was Angelica. And then we had, this was really interesting. Then we had Fox. So they proceeded to start attacking Chantilly. Foxy Fierce came out. And then she had both of them by their necks.
Like a double chokeslam cane situation. Double chokeslam.
And then Holodeck comes out. And then Voodoo Doll appears.
And then again, the lights turn off. I also thought David didn't pay the bill. The lights went off. I was like, oh my God, David is skimping on the bill. He's skimping on some of the storylines. I'm like, he's skimping on a lot of things.
Right, yeah, now. It's a wrap. Wrap this up. So yeah, it was interesting. So we have the Voodoo Doll, and we haven't seen her in a minute. I think we haven't seen her in like a season and a half.
Yeah, so
And she essentially tells Holiday to come back to the family. Holiday pretty much walks out with Chantilly and Foxy Fierce, which is going to be interesting because I think we're going to see, because we've kind of seen Holiday a little bit here and there, but I feel like we're going to see, this is a whole nother storyline in the WoW universe that's going to be playing out. So I'm kind of curious as to what's going to happen with that. So what do you think of that aspect of it after Chantilly won?
After Chantilly won and everyone... It was like she won and then immediately everyone started beating her up. Mm-hmm. I was like, Jesus. So it was Chainsaw, Angelica, Dante, and Voodoo Doll. I don't know. I'm kind of intrigued. I'd like to see Holiday come back to the family, personally.
Okay. I mean,
the Dark family.
Yeah, visually it looks good, but then it's kind of like she left for a reason. So maybe not.
Second time is a charm.
So now we go to another tidbit. So we have, I don't know, Coach writes her own stuff or somebody writes it for her, but her presentation and how she says stuff is completely hilarious. So Ariel Sky comes up to Coach and she said, you know, even though you know, Team Spirit is no longer around, I'm still your friend and I want to be part of top tier because like we were day ones. And Coach is like, okay, well, you can be part of top tier if you can beat me next week. And then if you don't beat me next week, you are going to be the water girl. And Ariel Sky says yes, which makes me believe, or makes me wonder what happened to the rest of Team Spirit. Like, are they like just
right off to the— I had two thoughts. One was, why does Ariel Sky want to be part of top tier so bad?
Because they're top tier.
I know, but like they're top tier. Like she wants to be associated with.
But yeah,
they're top tier. I guess technically,
top tier is top tier. They're better than Team Spirit because Team Spirit.
But she's Team Spirit.
Well, I think maybe she feels that she's wherever Coach is. So like she feels maybe she's the same level of as Coach. And therefore if Coach is Team Spirit or created Team Spirit, then
she wanna be top tier too. I hear you. Okay.
Yep. That's what
there was this a positive for Ariel Sky. So if she wins, she gets to be a member. And if she loses, she's still a member. She's just a water girl. So it's kind of a win.
Are you still a member if you're a water girl?
Yeah, if you're on the team, you still get the jacket. No, right? Someone in the comments, if you were like the water person or if you're like the timekeeper, you're still part of the team.
I feel like this is not going to be one of those scenarios. I feel like,
you still get the jacket. You still get to take the picture in the yearbook that says like lacrosse team. Like you're on the team. That's you.
I mean, I feel like yes, in normal circumstances, but where Coach is concerned, I feel like that's not going to happen.
Look, MD said water boys get Super Bowl rings too. I don't know if that's true, but I'm going with
that. I think it is true.
Is it?
Well, I mean, but we're talking about the NFL. That's different.
It's all the same. If you're the
we'll find out next
now
week.
On the team. I'm like, maybe if she loses, she had to be like the water girl for like Bernard or something, a dog. I don't know. Not the yearbook. I'm like, if you're right, James, if you're in the yearbook picture with the team, it doesn't matter if you're the water boy, the timekeeper. Like, you're on the team.
NDV 999 says my cousin-in-law won a Super Bowl.
Perfect.
Ring.
See,
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying, doing the coach, I don't think that's what's gonna happen. I feel like she's gonna embarrass her. Remember the time when they were recruiting people and then she had Ariel like running the ropes back and forth.
Yeah, that was embarrassing. She just keeps letting her embarrass
exactly.
It's like exactly. The popular kid that you're just trying to get to like you and she don't like you. Like, just make your own thing. That's why I'm like, stop trying to be a part of top tier. Make your own little thing.
Well, clearly she hasn't learned her lesson yet. I feel like I don't think this is going to end well for Ariel Sky. I'd be very surprised if she ends up winning the match, but we'll see. We'll see what happens next week with that. But yeah, I don't think it's going to be.
Maybe she'll be the water boy for Bernard. I don't know.
Oh my gosh. MDB 999. Do you sleep? Cause I feel like.
Not a humiliation kink. That's wild.
Yes. That's
very no wild. Judgment. No judgment at all.
No. No judgment at
wild
all.
Wild in the but, most unjudgmental way. But
I just
oh, the
Gloria Glitter.
Gloria Glitter is up. That's like her thing now.
She has to make sure that she's, you know, she's
I want her to start colors. Checking other people's pulses. Like maybe like after like the crowd, like maybe after she pins someone, she like checks
hers and then checks somebody
hers
else's
and pulse. Then theirs, yeah.
So we move on to that's happening next week. So we move on to our last match, which is gonna be Americana versus Abilene Maverick. What do you think of this match?
I was like, it all happened so quick. I was like, wait, Americana, Abilene. I was like, okay, I guess I was seeing this happen eventually. I'm still waiting for the Beast against Abilene again, but that's just me. Her son was in the audience, you know how I
feel. Levi, yeah.
Families being was giving me many like young Dominic Mysterio vibes. I love it. Sunset flip by Americana almost had Abilene. I was like, ooh, she had some close calls. So Americana was doing pretty good. Then Abilene with a side suplex to Americana. They're kind of going back and forth. Abilene at some point putting Americana in a dragon sleeper and like ramming her elbows into Americana's chest. But then Americana fights out, tried for another pin. And then I wouldn't say the unthinkable happened. I would say the predictable happened. Some shenanery, shenanaroo, shenanigans. Jesse Jones coming out. How did you feel about that?
I felt like... Santana Garrett should have came out with Americana because they're tag team partners. Just because she got the match doesn't mean that she shouldn't have come out with her. That's one. Two,
Santana, the thinkable happened.
Right. The thinkable happened.
The predictable, the thinkable, the what we thought. The,
wow. Know. And James.
Not Levi having mommy issues in 15 years. That's nuts.
Wow. So
I'm here for it.
At the end of the day, like I feel like Santana should have came out with her for one because there Santana in particular is familiar with how Abilene works. This is not a new version of Abilene. Like she went to Vegas and you know she's a different person. She's kind of always been on this level. So I feel like they should have been prepared for that. And having Santana there would have definitely helped Jesse not to come out. So that's one thing. So maybe.
I was wondering why Santana didn't, at first I thought she didn't come out because maybe she was angry that she didn't get the match, but then she comes out later to help her.
Right.
And I was like,
wait. So she should have been there in the
I know,
the
so you're place. Not mad.
Yeah.
So you should have been here in the first place.
Right. So as your tag team, like you should help that out. So that was kind of like questionable or maybe there's a swerve coming. It was like okay, and then the whole thing too was, why did you pick Americana over Santana?
And
like again, where's David in all this? Like, how do you bypass the person who's making the matches and you say I'm gonna pick the next person? Like, who does this? I guess Abilene does it because she's Abilene Maverick.
She's, she, I mean, She's Abilene. What's the thing you always say? She's Abilene Christian.
She's Abilene Christian. And then also to the ref. Like the fact that the ref,
this
like,
was so confusing to me. I was like, wait, okay, for the people that didn't watch. Okay, Jesse Jones comes out, pulls on Americana, keeping her outside of the ring. And the ref starts counting out Americana. But like, we can all see this happening.
Right.
So like, she's like outside of the ring being held on by Jesse Jones, and the ref is just like counting her out. And we're like, but it's not like undercover. It's like, this is, right. We're all seeing it.
She keeps coming to the
edge of the,
pulled back down,
being pulled
so
back.
It's kind of like, you're not going to go over to see, like, is she injured?
I know, like, what if she was being attacked by a fan? I'm like, we're just going to keep going.
Yeah, we're just going to ignore, like, yeah, that was some questionable things on the ref's part. I mean, anything that has to do with Abilene, because even that last ref, when they found the brass knuckles in the Beast's shorts, it's like, wait, what? No instant replay? A lot of things, you know, were questionable.
The Abilene matches.
Yeah, a lot of things on Abilene's part, but then also on the ref's part, and then also on, like,
maybe they're being paid off by her fortune.
Maybe, because there have been times where David actually makes executive decisions. So David is watching this, so we're not making an executive decision to, like, no, we're just gonna.
I was like looking around, I was like in my room, but I was alone. I'm like, is anyone else seeing this?
just us.
So Americana loses by the count out. That's when Santana Garrett comes out to help Americana, and then mm-hmm. Beast of all beasts comes out to face Abilene and spears her into next week.
And so with that being said, I mean, clearly, as you guys could tell, due to Abilene shenanigans, she retains. She's still the WOW Women's champion. With that being said, what do you think is next for Abilene? Because I feel like we're not going to see her have a match next week. So do you think she's another way to swerve the Beast?
There's got to be... What I do, Christina, look at that. That's me. I'm like, looking into the camera, I'm like, it can't be just me seeing this.
I do that so often. I forgot was doing. But, I think I was at the Rouse, which is this local grocery store here. And this guy, this is a couple of weeks ago. This guy, it was so crazy that I had to call a couple friends because I couldn't believe it. This guy, he has a bottle of alcohol. Uh-huh. And it's very clear that he hasn't purchased this alcohol.
Has not purchased it.
The security guard is there, right?
Okay.
And he just walks out. And I'm just kind of like... And I mean, you know, I'm not a snitch, so that's one. And, you know, I'm not...
That's his business.
Yeah. But I'm just kind of like, what's the point of having all these cameras and...
Wait, like, the security guard did not see it?
No! He literally...
Was it like the ref that was just, like, counting out, like...
He literally just... Like, it wasn't because... another thing, too, I've seen at some other routes where, you know, I've seen this, too. But the security guard did catch it. On the other routes where you'll see, like, somebody in the... They'll put the stuff in the cart, but then it's kind of like they're putting the stuff in their bag as well. And you'll see them like running, right? And then they get their stuff and then they run across the street. I've seen that happen, but the security guard's chasing them. But
where do you be shopping? Because I never...
That one I saw was like years ago and it was in Van Nuys. Sherman Oaks is not like that. But this guy... Like, maybe, I don't know. It was just so random. It felt like I was the only one who saw him.
Like, nothing beeped as he was going. No. Like, censoring alcohol anymore. This is good to know for future criminals.
It was so random. Like, I thought, like, am I the only...
Was it like a big... Okay, I need you to paint the picture. What kind of alcohol was it? Because I feel like that matters for the people.
It was like a clear. So I don't know. It might have been vodka or something. I don't know.
Was it like the regular like bottle or was it like a jug with a handle?
No, it was just the bottle.
Okay. I feel like that. I'm not, because I'm just imagining like two handles. Just like
It was just so like there. He was just so, and maybe that's, now we're giving people ideas, but maybe that's what, like, it was so obvious, and maybe going, tying it all back into WoW now, maybe the ref, like it was kind of inconceivable to him that somebody would come
like that
out.
can't be happening, so I'm not
Right.
even gonna act like that's happening.
Exactly. I'm not even going
Also,
to
I'm here.
acknowledge it.
I'm seeing some fireball slander, and I don't in the comments, and I don't appreciate that.
Fireball slander.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't even know what that is, but okay. So,
Cinnamon whiskey. That the basically like a drink for frat boys, and it's my favorite beverage.
There it is. I don't think it was Fireball, but I can't confirm or deny. But long story short, maintain she is still the champion. We're
Still
gonna
the
see what's
champion
gonna
now.
happen next week. Well, not necessarily with her, but in general. With that being said, like what are you hoping to see? I mean, there's so many things in play right now.
I feel like even if I hope to see it, someone's gonna come mess it
There is that.
up. I wanna see, I mean, it's not gonna be probably not Abilene, but I always is I'm wanting to see more Beast. I wanna see more spears. I wanna see, the tag teams. They didn't come out this week.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we had them. I think we had them last week.
Last
Well,
week, yeah.
we didn't have them last week. They didn't compete last week, but we did because it was the dojo. I forgot their
The
name.
Dojo Defenders.
Dojo Defenders against Miami Sweet Heat. So yeah, I think it might be time for a tag team matchup.
Ooh.
Other Truckers and somebody, and then obviously we have Aerial Sky and Coach. I don't know. I feel like we should see Tonga Twins. Probably see something else also going on with Voodoo Doll and Holodet. So there's a lot of stuff in play, and there's still, I can give this tidbit of information. Like I said, I've been teasing it for a little bit, and we're starting to see the tapings from December. There's still more WoW superheroes that we have not met yet.
Like new,
Really,
oh, like new, like
like
premiere
new.
face.
Yeah, like
Not
new.
new.
Yes, new. Like you haven't seen them ever in WoW. There's still more. There's more to come.
Any Abyss characters? Anyone with like Hannibal Lecter vibes? Any like dark Death Eater vibes?
I feel like no.
It's
I
unfortunate.
feel like from what I can remember, no. But we still have a few more new WoW superheroes. Actually, yes. Ironically,
Come down this
there
way.
is one that we haven't seen that I saw in Philly, and I saw her, and I'm like, I saw you at WoW. And when you see this
Oh.
girl and her outfit, it's
Is
just gonna
it
blow your mind.
it's gonna be to die for?
It's gonna be to die. In my humble opinion, it's gonna be to die for. MD Christina asked me
Death
if
Eater. I'm waiting for like a Harry Potter crossover to WoW, and
yes.
like all of the things I like will be in one show.
Oh goodness. Well, that marks the end of our show.
This
Definitely
fly,
have a
I swear, I just got the fly
I
on
thought
camera. Jesus
oh, I
Christ.
thought you killed it by now. I
No,
think
there's
it's
like two
all
of them.
show.
I've been like,
Oh, there's two of them.
yeah, I got one of them. Wow. For the people.
For the people. I was just trying to make you know how you so random. Because for those who are following me, I have a dog now. And so she's sleeping underneath
She
my
got one
desk.
hit.
She has one hip, that too. She's underneath my desk, but she's so quiet that I have to look at her chest just to make sure she's alive. Like she's not sick, but it's just kind of like you're like a little too still for my liking. So I have to make sure that you're breathing.
Too still for my liking. I do that with my Chihuahua too. I'm like, she looks, I, she dead.
Right. Like you have to just.
The shock of the century. If I'm like, she's because she has a reading chair by the window. She has like a mini, like, yeah, my dog has a reading chair by the window where she likes to look
Okay.
out. And then sometimes she just looks so peaceful where I'm like, this might be it. And then she moves.
James asking, okay, so okay.
If you want, and if you want to contribute to getting her a second hip, there's gonna be a link in the bio.
There it is. Yeah. So I got a rescue dog. She had a limp. And I took her anyway. She walked with a limp, and so I finally took her to the vet and all this other stuff. So it turns out that she has a dislocated hip. Most likely, she got hit by a car or something before I got her, and so we're now in the process of getting her hip fixed. I put a GoFundMe. I found an organization that paid for about 80% of the procedure.
Oh, that's
so I started
cool.
GoFundMe to pay for the balance, and we're almost there. So I went ahead and scheduled her surgery, which is going to be happening this week. So then she'll, instead of having 3 legs and a limp, she'll have 4 legs and she'll be Gucci. So
she'll have 4. She'll still have the swag of the limp, but she won't actually be hobbling.
Yes, the pimp limp is correct. She does, but she's fast with it. I was surprised. That's a whole nother story.
Well, she had a limp with, who knows how long she had a limp with one hip. She had adapt.
Yeah, she figured it out. But anyways, I could talk about her all day. With that being said, Christina, where can everybody find you?
Oh, Lord, help me, Jesus. They can help me finding Jesus on IG, SCHRZate, and they can find me doing family friendly content, supporting the beast on Twitter at @CH_RZate.
Okay. You guys can find me everywhere at TK Trinidad. Make sure that you check out, it's not on YouTube. If you go to our Twitch channel and Facebook, we had our Total Divas watch along that mm-hmm. happened today. So you can check that out. Tomorrow we have WWT Live. We also have a new ROH post show that's happening mm-hmm. too. Mm-hmm. We had quite a few interviews drop this past weekend. Wow, some spicy ones from NWA. So be sure to go onto our YouTube page to check all that out. So much content. So beautiful stuff. And also our WrestleMania interviews as well. And we have a very long, in-depth, I shouldn't say long, it's not that long, vlog of our WrestleMania shenanigans with all the hosts. There was 4 of us.
Can we watch?
For you guys to check out.
Wait, it's not up yet.
It's not up yet. Okay. I'm talking to the editor to have it like cut it down a little bit more. Like I feel like there's certain things that's just like maybe not. So we're working on that. But
illegal activity or only legal activities on.
Well, I mean, Steph wasn't there, so it was all legal. So we're good.
All legal. Okay.
All legal stuff. But with that being said, you can follow me everywhere at TK Trinidad. Make sure you check out Women's Wrestling Talk on all platforms, www.talkpod.com, www.talkpod. And thank you guys so much for watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. Ciao, y'all.
Hey, y'all. It's Kona.
And I'm Chaos. And you're watching,
Women's Wrestling Talk.
Thanks for joining WWT. Don't forget to like us on all social media platforms at WWTalkPod. Like and subscribe on all video and audio platforms, like yesterday, my G. And check out our website at WWTalkPod.com. Thanks for watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling network on the planet.